We spoke to Aaron Stonehouse in the first hour, the Liberal Democrat, who is on board here with the idea of exploring whether or not we should be decriminalising drugs. Interesting to note as well, the AMA is having a change of heart. Andrew Miller can tell you more. He is the president. Good afternoon.
G'day, Ollie, to you and your listeners.
So what does the AMA think about drug use in WA and how we look and approach it?
Well, look, this is an excellent report that's come out of the Legislative Council. We've got to commend the MPs that have been involved in it. It's very thoughtful, and it's saying that we need to look at new ways because what we've got isn't working. Meth's a different kind of drug, and that's spurring us on to try and find ways of reducing the harm that it's causing to our kids and our community.
So what drugs would you say we should decriminalise?
Well, we need to have that conversation. Portugal's had great success. They've decriminalised everything and for personal use. So that doesn't mean it's legal. It's still illegal to have these things. You'll still get fined. You'll still have to go up to the headmaster, which consists of a psychiatrist, a lawyer and a social worker, and they'll sit down and give you a good talking to and say, what's going on in your life? How can we help you? And what treatment do you need? And they've had a huge uptick in people going into rehab. They've got very few drug overdose deaths, which just destroy families. The whole family gets ruined by that, not just the drug person using the drugs. And they're seeing some good outcomes. We've got to figure out, well, is that going to work in WA? And it's worth talking about, and it's worth a trial as far as the AMA is concerned.
Well, Premier says it's never going to happen. Mark McGowan says ain't going to happen here.
Well, you know, there's lots of things that we thought might never happen in WA. I never thought we'd get a bell tower, Ollie, and look at where we are today. So things change over time. It's a difficult one politically, right? Because as soon as you come out and say, look, we're going to try this, people will go, oh, you're all soft on drug dealers and so on, which is not true. But that's why the media and doctors and others have to lead the conversation here. And let's hear from the families who are affected by this, because I tell you what, it changes your view when it's your boy or your girl who's all of a sudden in front of a court when they just made a bad decision one day. You might be thinking, well, look, hang on, I know this is a good kid that I've got here, and I know they can go in the right direction with the right treatment and the right encouragement. So we don't want to lose more young people. And actually, in the end, for Portugal, it's costing them less money as well. So if that's the only angle you want to come from, saving a few bucks, then let's have a look at it.
If you want to have your say, 9221 882, it would come as a surprise, or it does to most, and I'm one of those, Dr. Miller, that this is the new direction that the AMA is taking in approach to drug use.
Well, it's not that new for us. I know that we're viewed as a bit, old and crusty, but we've been pushing the idea of harm minimisation for a long time. We look at the science. We always go to the science, Ollie, and there's some very good trials coming out showing that the overdose deaths have plummeted in Portugal and other countries that have done this, and that certain drug-related crimes, HIV infection rates and so on, they've all reduced. So we decriminalised alcohol a long time ago. We cope with that as a community, and we give people health messages about it. These drugs are really no different. We know that people are going to experiment with them. We know that people are going to use them. And so we have to find a better way of discouraging that and look at other models. Because I tell you what, meth's ripping the system apart at the moment. It's ripping families apart. It's ripping the hospitals apart. And if we can figure out a way of taking someone who's on meth at the moment, getting them into rehab, instead of sending them to jail, introducing them to a lot of new friends who've got a lot of new ideas for them as to how they can come up with cash for their drug habit, then we've got to take a look at it. It's time to get a bit smarter about the way we're approaching it as far as doctors are concerned.
Dr. Miller, thank you for your time.
Great to talk to you.
He's the president of the AMA here in WA.